It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Chrissy Feniak. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, Cal. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. Welcome back. It's been a little bit since you and I had a chat, but we always seem to talk about new music when you have things out. Hey.
Yeah, I always get so excited when I release music and I get an email that says you want an interview. I just get so excited to talk to you. I feel like I've just known you since the beginning.
It's been quite a few years, actually, you and I have known each other.
Yeah.
And you just keep putting out these terrific tunes, a song called Bad Day. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how's the year going for you so far?
It's going great. It actually, this pandemic gave me so much time to sit back and work on my artistry a lot. So I got to take lots of vocal lessons, guitar lessons. I got to write a ton. And honestly, I kind of loved it.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. New song called Bad Day. Tell me about that song.
Well, this song, it was inspired by a boy. I'm not the type of person where I can go and, you know, pull a Carrie Underwood on his truck. So instead, I'm more of the person that's like, man, I hope like small petty things happens to this man. Like, I hope he gets a stain on a new white T-shirt and stubs his toe and just has a bad day. And I was talking about that with my co-writers, was kind of ranting to them, the boys from Prairie States. And they were just laughing and they're like, we should write this song. I'm like, honestly, I would love that. And the more we got talking about it, the song just wrote itself. And it was so much fun. And I'm so happy with the way that it turned out.
First of all, who would ever break your heart, Chrissy? I don't understand how that would happen. And secondly, has he ever heard the song, I wonder?
Yeah, so I did send it to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he likes the song. He does like it. So that's good. It didn't hurt his feelings at all. So.
Country music is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great. You're working on new music as well, is that correct?
Yes, I am. I have a single that's almost ready to go. I'm hoping to release it this August.
Great. Talk about Country Music Alberta before we leave, Chrissy. It's a great organization. I always talk to local artists about the organizations that they have in their respective provinces, and I know firsthand that Country Music Alberta really, really helps up-and-coming artists and established artists as well.
Yeah, they do. Country Music Alberta has been so amazing, and they just are made up of the kindest people, and honestly, they've done so much for me since the very, very beginning of my career. I remember my very first, back when it was called Alberta Country Music Awards, I played the stage after the show was finished, and it was so much fun, and everyone is just so kind and giving, and you can ask anyone for advice, and they'll always help you. And it's definitely a place it's like a family, and it feels like home. And I definitely miss them over this pandemic. So I'm excited for the pandemic to be over, and hopefully we can get back to seeing each other and being with our country music family.
That'll be nice. We're getting so close, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are.
Very close. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Chrissy? What's the best way for that?
All my social media is just Chrissy Feniak, but everything is on my website, chrissyfeniak.com.
Awesome, Chrissy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much, Cal.
Chrissy Feniak on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.